Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit ancestry.com/health.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed. And I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC.
There will never be a dispute over whether fruits and vegetables help supply the nutrients your body needs to build a strong and healthy immune system, which is vital in protecting you from outside invaders, such as bacteria and viruses. Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables with a combination of 31 different organically grown whole fruits and vegetables every day. They come in capsules, which can be taken in less than 10 seconds at a cost of about 22 cents per serving. Why wait? Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, I continue to believe that one of the most important elements that will decide the outcome of Decision 2020 on November 3rd is exactly what we're seeing play out on our television screens. But how much of it is truthful when it comes to the crime issue? Andy McCarthy joins me right up top, right here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you. Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The people say, well, why should I vote? He ain't leaving anyway. No, he's leaving. But they use it as a tactic.
So Nancy Pelosi actually gave credence to this. really stupid stuff. And Attorney General Barr is mad as can be, and I don't blame him. This idea, and this was, if you remember back in 2016, friends, this was one of the memes that they were trying to put across then. Oh, what if Donald Trump doesn't accept the outcome of the election? As if it was a done deal that Hillary was going to win and in some way he was going to not accept the results when he wasn't even in office. Now they're trying to pull the same thing. People are saying, oh, well, how can we know that he won't leave office if he loses the election? Who says he's going to lose the election? Anyway, welcome into Thursday. We've got a lot to get to. Joining me right here at the top is the contributing editor for National Review and also a former chief assistant U.S. attorney right there in the Southern District of the greatest city on planet Earth. And not to mention a Fox News contributor who you get to glean from his incredible brilliance all the time on legal matters. And we're fortunate enough to con him into coming on here every now and then. Andy McCarthy, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin, great to be with you as always.
So talk to me about why Attorney General Barr is just so angry these days, because the last couple of days, he's really gone at both the media and Democrats for some of the outlandish things they've been saying.
Well, there's so much stupid stuff that's out there. It's got to be incredibly frustrating. And, you know, because a lot of it is accusing the president without any foundation of lawlessness. And Barr is obviously, other than the president, the chief law enforcement official in the United States and in the country. It's got to be frustrating for him, because implicitly it means like this lawlessness would be going on Barr's watch and he wouldn't do anything about it. And most of the things they're talking about, Kevin, are just, you know, they're crazy. You know, I've written about this business about Trump not leaving office a few times now. And it's the claim is based on and exploits the general constitutional illiteracy that we unfortunately have in the country. The president's term under the Constitution ends on noon on January 20th. And at that moment in time, either he will be sworn in to begin his second term, or someone else will become president. But he can't, it doesn't make any sense to argue that he would stay or he wouldn't leave. Not only has he not said or done anything along those lines, but that just as a strict matter of constitutional law, he would no longer be president at that moment.
Right.
So, you know, the framers weren't idiots. They didn't design a system that left it up to the president whether he deigned to leave or not. You know, the term ends. That's the, you know, that's the way the law works.
Well, and let me turn to this kind of corollary issue that's not completely separated from it, but it kind of plays into it. Barr has really gone after this idea that Democrats are in some way pushing forward the concept that unless you elect Biden, we're going to keep the violence up. And there's more evidence now than before. The stunning report in the Federalist today about how 95% of all the riots have been directly linked now to the, quote, peaceful protesters of the Black Lives Matter organization. We're talking about an enormous, it's almost like war strategy on the ground that is something that he's going to have to face as the nation's top cop, no?
Yeah, well, of course he is. You know, there's the history. First of all, if Biden were to be elected, the history of regimes around the world that thought that they could control, you know, when they have the tiger by the tail of terrorist activity and subversive activity, the idea that you can control that and they're going to behave for you in a way that they don't behave for anyone else. In history, regime after regime after regime has been bitten by that. And the fact is, they don't have any ability to control what's going on the street. They won't condemn it. You're dealing with progressive prosecutors who won't enforce the law, so you have a sort of an atmosphere of lawlessness that these movements are exploiting. But, you know, the fact is that the Democrats had a pretty good chance of beating President Trump, I wouldn't say by a landslide, but, maybe comfortably, but given everything that's happened, if they could just, like, not act crazy for a year, and they're just not capable of
right.
it. So, you know, this is what we're dealing with.
Well, and you've said in your most recent piece that Barr and company should be charging, we should be locking these people up and charging them with conspiracy. Your case being even before the election, we need to start clamping down on this big time.
Yeah, well, you know, the big story yesterday, or one of the stories that came out of Attorney General Barr's comments, is that he argued that these subversives, these violent anti-American radicals, ought to be charged with seditious conspiracy, which is a law that's been on the books since the Civil War. And that I used to prosecute terrorists in the 1990s. And lo and behold, as soon as he said that, all of the same stupid arguments that were made in the 90s against using sedition conspiracy, like, oh, sedition is too vague, and oh, the First Amendment will be violated. You know, we're just rehashing stuff that was rejected decades ago because it didn't bear up to the facts. The seditious conspiracy statute does not have the word sedition in it, in the charging part of the statute. What it forbids is common sense, which is you can't make war on the United States and you can't oppose the authority of the government by force. It's not a punishment against people's beliefs. It's not a punishment of dissent. It's not a punishment of what you say or what you feel. It's about violence. If you conspire to use force against the United States or against our government, you should be prosecuted as a terrorist. And that's what we've historically been able to do. The statute's rarely invoked, but the reason it's rarely invoked, Kevin, is because, fortunately, in the history of the United States, we don't have that many people who want to wage war against the country.
Yeah. No, we haven't. You know? We haven't, at least until 2020. And I, you know, I'm ready to cancel my subscription to this year. I don't want this year anymore. but with all of the video footage we have, Andy McCarthy, we could roll this out tomorrow. We could be locking people up left and right. I mean, if it's violence against the country, we've got plenty of evidence of that between the 37 murders that have been committed since George Floyd's death and the $10 billion worth of property damage, no?
That's not only right, Kevin. I think the Justice Department has begun to do precisely that. My understanding is that they have hundreds of people have already been charged. Now, it's important to point out that seditious conspiracy is not the only thing that you could charge people with.
Right.
So crossing state lines to commit rioting is a federal crime. Crossing state lines to commit crimes of violence is a federal crime. Arson is a federal crime. Use of explosive devices is a federal crime. My suggestion, and I was glad to hear the Attorney General say it, whatever day he said it, that seditious conspiracy is a good thing to charge, is because based on my experience presenting a case to a jury, it allowed us to explain not only what happened, but exactly why the people did the things that they did. So it was a very good thing in terms of telling the story to a jury. And it was a charge that I thought perfectly fit the activity that we were proving in court. But there's a lot of charges that the government can bring. There's a lot of charges that the state government can bring. But, you know, the Justice Department's getting very active, and they do have a lot of people in custody, and I expect they're going to have more people in custody.
I hope and pray that you're right, Andy McCarthy. Always appreciate your insights, and thank you for breaking some of this down for us today. Read him in the National Review, watch him on Fox, and learn every time he talks to you. Andy McCarthy, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, I mentioned the Black Lives Matter number, but that has actually been proven. Kelsey Bowler takes that on in the issue of Bright today. We're going to get into that next. And a little bit later, Dr. Douglas Howard. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As we move into the fall and school is starting to open up and restaurants are opening up, there's this great danger that people are going to become susceptible to sickness. There might be some good reason for that. We've shut down everyone's immune systems by keeping them locked down for all this time. So the best way to start building your defenses against disease, whether it's coronavirus or anything else, is actually starting to work on building your immune system. Well, what helps you do that better than anything else? It's fruits and vegetables in large quantities. And that's why I love Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. In just a few capsules a day, I am getting more than 10 servings of 31 individual fruits and vegetables, about a plate's worth of salad, 10 times in just the basic dose. Friends, if you have not started to boost your immune system and you're worried about this fall, you want to stay healthy, you want to stay on top of your game, then give Balance of Nature a try. And don't forget to ask them about your free health coach when you call. Now, right now, they're offering free shipping and 35% off your preferred order. You call right now and find out how you get that. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com and make sure to get the latest special discount when you use the special radio code. I'll give you in just a second. But again, that phone number, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. And the discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've been telling you about what would happen in the event of a national financial downturn. And guess what? It's here. With the markets have erased all of its profits since the last election. And in just a few weeks, you saw a bull market get wiped out completely. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to take even deeper losses on your paper investments? This is one of the reasons why I've been telling you, you need to get the information about the coming bail-in from David Fisher and Landmark Capital. You need to be hedging some of the protection of your portfolio with things that won't go down every time the market gets a flutter. Paper always does, but gold won't. And that's why I'm buying my gold these days with Landmark Capital. Call them today and have them assess your portfolio. Figure out if you're protected, and if you're not, ask them how to get you on a plan to do just that. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. Senior policy analyst, Independent Women's Forum, and contributor to The Federalist, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
They do start fires. They start fires if they can get in the fire inside or through the windows, and they start fires along the outside of the courthouse.
That's Attorney General Bill Barr talking about the methods that the Black Lives Matter protesters use. And as I was just mentioning and discussing with Andy McCarthy, I want to continue this conversation because over in the Bright email today, Kelsey Bowler picked up on an article published by The Federalist, but she expounded on it a bit more. And let me just read an excerpt of this. Up to 95% of this year's riots are linked to Black Lives Matter activism, according to data collected by the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The data also show that nearly 6%, or more than 1 in 20, of the U.S. protests between May 26 and September 5 involved rioting, looting, and similar violence, including, and I've been off on this number, I've been saying 37 fatalities. It's actually 10 lower than what it actually is, 47 fatalities. Kelsey Bowler rejoins us to discuss in more detail. Kelsey, this is the weird part. And I understand why Barr has been so, you know, spittle flying mad these last couple of days, because when it comes to telling the story of what's happening in this violence, you're echoing the data here. The Federalist pointed it out. Andy McCarthy just spoke to it, but Barr knows this. This is all being instigated, and the media is lying every day to the American viewers and the American listeners about what it really means and where it's coming from. And that's the cognitive disconnect in the greater discussion, no?
Absolutely. We need to acknowledge that two things can be true at once. There are peaceful Black Lives Matter supporters, and unfortunately, When you're a conservative, this needs to be said. Black lives matter. We all acknowledge that. We all recognize a need to talk about policies that can specifically improve the livelihood of minority communities in America. We want to hear them. We want to be a part of that conversation. But what we also need to acknowledge is the fact that, as you just stated, 95% of these violent riots have been connected to Black Lives Matter activists. That's why, in my own reporting thus far, I've been very careful not to call them the Black Lives Matter riots. But at this point, when there is that much overwhelming evidence that the violence is in fact caused directly by Black Lives Matter activists, we need to be truthful in the way we talk about it. That doesn't mean that peaceful Black Lives Matter activists don't exist, but that does mean that the movement is completely getting hijacked by very violent offenders. And personally, if this were a movement that I were supporting, that at this point was inflicted with terrorists inside of the organization, I would have a problem voicing my support and financially contributing to that organization until they got this under control.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot to be said on what you just laid out there. Mayor Giuliani was with us yesterday, and he reminded me that in the Black Lives Matter organization itself, you have longtime Black Panther legacy characters like Susan Rosenberg that have actually been part of the strategy and the formation of what Black Lives Matter intends to do when they come into town to set up their protests and to go about it. And we see the same thing happen in town after town after town. This is why it becomes a really repetitive scenario. The other thing, I love the fact that you made that distinction, because I think that's not only true for conservatives. I think it's true in the civil rights community. I've worked, uncharacteristically, Kelsey, I've worked probably as closely with Black civil rights leaders in the past two big cities I've lived in, New York and Chicago, going back more than 20 years. I've never had one of them, and I don't mean the race hustlers like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. I'm talking about pastors that are working in their communities, doing after school tutoring, you know, rolling up their sleeves, really committing to what they're going to do for their communities. Those guys have told me overwhelmingly over the course of time, they don't want less police. They want more engagement with police. They want police that are hanging out on the same street corner every day so the kids get to know them. They want police that are grown from their community. And the Police Athletic League here in New York City does a fantastic job of after school stuff, where the PAL group brings kids in from the Bronx and says, hey, let's get together. And a lot of new officers have come out of that program into the NYPD over the years because they've had that engagement. That's the kind of stuff, kind of the wholesale integration that I believe helps the most vulnerable communities. But it is the exact opposite of what the message of Black Lives Matter have to say. So while I believe in the value of every Black life, and for that matter, every American life, I can thoroughly reject the activist hostility that BLM has put on their website. They don't want the nuclear family to be thought of as it traditionally has been, and their activist founders in what they're doing, because what they're doing is burning down America.
Right. And I think the violence has unfortunately cast a shadow over the important work that is actually being done to improve minority communities in America. Independent Women's Forum, I have highlighted an incredible organization called Hope for Prisoners, which partners
yes.
with their local Las Vegas Police Department so that former inmates can form relationships with police officers. And it has a mutual benefit where police officers gain a better understanding and more compassion for the unfortunate life scenarios that often lead to criminal behavior. And on the flip side, it enables former criminals to have greater compassion and understanding for the risks that our first responders take every day when they are going out on the streets to protect Americans. We also know there has been meaningful police reform legislation put forth in Congress. Senator Tim Scott Rand Paul have done great work on that, and the media and Black Lives Matter activists want to completely ignore that and present this false choice that if you're not with us, you're against us. And that is just absolutely not true. We all stand with our fellow minority Americans, and we all want to further policies that will improve their lives.
No question about it. You know, when the president calls the media fake news and the enemy of the people, when you see Bill Barr and the frustrations that he's having to deal with from this abject lying to the American people, I can't disagree with them. And, you know, I don't want my industry to be labeled that. But at the end of the day, they need to start telling the truth. Anyway, read all about it in the Bright email. And if you don't subscribe, do it. Kelsey Bowler, thank you.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. And we are reaching a very important point in the COVID-19 crisis that most people in America don't know anything about. See, the COVID crisis in America has played out along one set of talking points. We must find a cure. We've got to have a vaccine. We need new therapies. We've got to make sure that reopenings begin, which is good. That's what America needs. That's how we will get our life back on track. And it's important for that to happen because of how the COVID crisis has actually interrupted the life of the third world. Well, wait a second, Kevin. What do you mean by that? Well, it's this simple. When the first world, Europe and America and the developed countries on planet Earth, began to experience the COVID crisis, the poverty that was already engulfing third world countries took a deeper and darker hold on all of them. That is nowhere more pronounced than in the Sudan region of Africa. In the northern Sudanese country, those who have been enslaved by northern Sudanese had their conditions become worse. Slave owners couldn't get as much food, so the little bit that they were already feeding to their slaves got taken away. They also got a harsher crackdown on not getting work done and more brutal circumstances like genital mutilation and starvation, sometimes poking out slaves' eyes who choose to disobey sometimes basic and abusive orders. Friends, these things have been occurring and they continue to occur. But Christian Solidarity International, somebody that we have advocated for the last dozen years or so at Kevin McCullough, all things related to this broadcast, Radio Night Live, the Kevin McCullough Show, and all of our podcasts, one of the things we have been advocating for is the liberation of those slaves so that they're not even in the ownership of those slave masters any longer. See, they came to be slaves while the Sudanese civil war was underway. And when government powers brokered the peace and South Sudan was created as the world's youngest nation, it didn't address, none of the global powers addressed the continuing slave scenario there. Friends, we can make a difference as we have in years past by choosing to liberate slave by slave on an individual underground railroad negotiated basis, not trading dollars for lives, but trading something that is of value to the slave master, a vaccine for his cattle called Novidium. It will help his cattle survive through the harsh summer and weather extremes. And in exchange, they'll release a slave. CSI has been involved in this negotiation for dozens of years and have helped free tens of thousands. Over 100,000 slaves have now been freed. The vaccine costs about $50. And then in addition to that, CSI would like to offer every slave that is liberated what's called a bag of hope. It includes a tarp that can be turned into a tent. It includes a year's worth of sorghum seed to grow a coming crop. It includes a year's worth of sorghum grain to be able to feed themselves for the first year when they win their liberty. Friends, you can make a life for a slave know that freedom by just giving that gift of $250. They also get a she-goat to help produce some income for the family and gardening tools to help them on their way. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to help someone who has been ravaged by the COVID-19 crisis. Would you help free a slave right now? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we continue on this big Thursday. Lots to get to yet. We're going to talk health and wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard coming up, and of course, a final thought before we're done. But before I get any further, I wanted to say welcome back to JLDTax.com. They are back sponsoring the show. You have heard me speak about them in the past. I love these guys. They are so committed to helping you make sure that your tax scenario is right and that if you find yourself in a little hot water with the IRS, the word is don't try to handle it on your own. Don't reach out to them on your own. Get JLDTax.com. to handle it as an intermediary because they know the IRS and they don't put up with their shenanigans. And back to talk with us about this is Jonathan Donenfeld of JLD Tax. Jonathan, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. I was thinking specifically today about small businesses. You know, we've had a pretty interesting run with the pandemic and with the damages from riots and crime and other stuff that's happened in the last few months. And I'm wondering if now is a good time for people that maybe have small business debt to the IRS to work on clearing that up.
Sure. Well, first, thanks so much for having me, Kevin. It's great to be back. You know, over 14 million Americans owe over $100 billion in back taxes to the IRS. And
wow.
Many of them are actually small business owners, believe it or not, because when you're self-employed, you know, you're not having taxes taken out of your check, and it's so, and you have so many things to do, you have so many expenses, it's so hard to run a business that it's very easy to fall behind on your taxes. And with the pandemic, especially in the metropolitan area, you know, with the closure of businesses, so many small businesses have been struggling. The one positive that I can say is now is actually a great time if you're a struggling business with back tax issues. Now is a great time to try to settle your debt with the IRS for less than the full amount. And the reason being is the IRS has several settlement programs that are based on your current income. So if you had lesser income these past 6 months or even the past 3 months, you could potentially settle your tax debt for a fraction of the full amount.
Well, and in order to do that, I'm imagining a few things have to be in play. But first, you have to have someone who knows what these programs consist of and can communicate effectively to the IRS on your behalf.
Exactly. So, you know, we specialize in settling back taxes. You know, just this week we did two settlements. One was a real estate broker. It was $119,000 that we got settled for $3,000. We did a restaurant owner that had payroll tax issues. We got $10,000 in payroll taxes abated. So we specialize in this area. A lot of other accountants and attorneys don't. You know, this is just our niche, and we love fighting the government. We love fighting fighting for the small business owners because, you know, you're going against the IRS is the largest collection agency in the world, and we want to fight for our clients to get whatever they get what they deserve. And not
well. And let me address that for a second. So a lot of people think, well, I don't know if I need someone like JLD Tax. I'll just call up the IRS and just try to negotiate it on my own. Surely they're good people. Surely they won't try to take advantage of me. Jonathan, what do you say when people ask you about that?
So, you know, we had a client several weeks ago. He called us and, you know, he called the IRS himself. And the first thing the IRS asked him is they say, how much can you pay right now? How much do you have in your bank account? So he said, I have $6,000 in my bank account. They say, okay, great, pay it. And he gave him his bank info and he paid them. And we spoke with him and he actually qualifies for a settlement and he did not need to pay that $6,000. So it's, you know, it's heartbreaking. It really hurt me because I was like, we can save people so much money sometimes. And if they think the IRS is their friend, they're not. They are trained just like a collection officer. If you owe money to a credit card or you owe money to someone else, they're just they're a collection agent.
Yeah. Well, and that's why you really need, friend, as you're hearing me say this, you really need someone who is not only on your team that is working in your best interest, but also those that know the IRS and know the programs and know the way to communicate back to them. Because when you have someone who's able to do that, the IRS will capitulate. There will be compromise. There will be better agreements that can be worked out. But if you try to do it on your own, it's just probably not going to end well. So let me give you some information. Jonathan, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for being here. Call his phone number at 201-479-2572. Wait, Kev, that's a 201 area. Yeah, it's local. He's right here. He's not some big national guy that's off in another state. He's right here, wants to help the tri-state. 201-479-2572, 201-479-2572. You can also go online to 201tax.com. And real briefly, Jonathan, fill in the blank on this transcript investigation that you guys are going to offer for the first 10 people that call. It's a $1,500 value, but what do they get for that?
Sure. So this is the first step in any tax resolution. We call the IRS and we get your account transcript with them. So we get to see exactly how much you owe, what needs to be filed, what penalties can be abated, and it's the first step to being able to see what settlement options you qualify for. We will see all of your information with the IRS. Anything that they have on your file, are you being audited, what notices you've received. So it's really important, and it's the first step to being protected from the IRS.
And that's great. It's $1,500 value, friends, and if you're one of the first 10 to call right now, you're going to get it for free. 201-479-2572, 201-479-2572, or online at 201tax.com. Jonathan Donenfeld, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate all you've been doing for the community, you know, especially in these crazy times.
They are crazy days. Hey, Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, I am just jazzed when fall rolls around, and perhaps this year even more so than in recent years, because we're starting to get like life back to normal. Kids are going to Taekwondo and ballet, and school's half in session, and you know, it's pretty soon going to have those crisp fall nights where I look forward to crawling in bed, and I have even more reason to look forward to it because of the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell decided a few weeks ago he was going to do something for my listeners that he's not done for just everyone across the country. He's going to let you get two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for the low price of just one set. That's right. He's getting a buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets today. Now, I got to tell you, I've slept on a variety of sheets. I've never felt anything so soft, anything so comfortable, anything that so envelops you and just makes you want to stay in bed longer simply because you're wrapped up in their cottony goodness that is specially made from a special type of cotton that he gets in only three places on planet Earth. Anyway, try it for yourself. You're going to get a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee if you don't like them, just like the pillows. So what do you have to lose? Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the Buy One, Get One Free offer on Giza Dream Sheets. And use the promo code KMC when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
Now, I'm over 50, and I've tried lots of supplements in the past, and I've never had anything work as good as Balance of Nature in such a short period of time. I'm amazed at the mental and physical transformation I've had since I've started taking it. And it's only been maybe 3 months. I say if there's anyone that is listening, if they listen on the radio or see the advertisements on TV, that, you know, don't delay. You're only putting off a chance to improve yourself health-wise. That's a great product.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say is it all, oh, oh, oh.
Breaking news about your wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
Well, couldn't be happier than to have you with us. And on Thursdays, I love this segment because what we get to do is we get to really do something practical to help you. And I'm hoping that that's how you understand it. Every day we try to do something, whether it's dealing with your money or how to be a better parent, or on Thursdays we talk about wellness. And Dr. Douglas Howard, the originator of fruits and veggies, the thing I am powered by, not just this segment, all of Kevin's life is powered by. Here we are. I'm strong and, you know, going as fast and as hard as ever. And I think it's the balance of nature working in my system, keeping me healthy.
Boy, this is the perfect subject today, then, because I just want you to know, Kevin, this works excellent on kids not to come home with them.
Yeah. Well, we're working on that. In fact, I actually had my 9-year-old finally this last week. They can't swallow the pills as a whole pill, but I said, here, chew on the fruit one. And he chewed it. And he's like, Dad, that's really good. Then I gave him the veggie one. He was like, oh, that's got a little bit of garlic in it. So
we're
going to get there. It's just going to take some time. Hey, Doc, I thought of
you. You know what? Call a health coach, and they will walk you through it, because we have children, hundreds, thousands of children that take it every day.
And that's awesome.
Every single, you know, I have 23 grandchildren. Every single one of them take it, either through breast milk or through eating it themselves from their first food. In fact, most of my grandchildren, it's the first food they ever eat.
Wow. I think if I had started at that age, I would have been in better shape. But we haven't crossed the great divide just yet. But we'll get there. I'll call the health coach. Hey, I thought of you when I saw this headline. The newfoodeconomy.org website has a piece up. Says, if food is medicine, why isn't it taught at medical schools? And then the subheadline, and this was just posted this year, students in medical schools across the country now spend less than 1% of all lecture time while they're in med school learning about diet. And Doc, when I told you that statistic, you said, oh, it's not even 1%. Explain.
Oh, no. In fact, and this is an increase, by the way. They get more now than ever before. There's a few medical schools out there that will give a few more hours, but let me explain what hours. The average is between 3 and 5 hours of lecture on nutrition in their whole time in medical school.
For your entire degree?
Yeah, and most people, let me explain, most people think, oh, well, that's 3 credit hours or 5 credit hours, okay. No. I mean 3 hours, 3 physical hours to 5 hours. That's it. And everybody thinks that they're going to go in there and get this professional opinion. But here's the sad part to me, is a doctor's education is awesome in cellular biology. It is just, it's phenomenal. It's excellent and exciting. And then they drop the ball in making that bridge from cellular biology over to nutrition. You talk about it, but you never do talk about applying it. That's the problem.
Oh.
Because here's what people don't realize. Our bodies are fantastic chemical laboratories. That's what we are. Every single reaction in your body, whether you see something, smell something, feel something, I don't care what it is, voluntary or involuntarily in your body, it's a chemical reaction. And so everything that we talk about, nutrition is just chemistry. And so this is how I teach my patients. There's good chemistry and there's bad chemistry. There's chemistry that causes stress on your body and there's chemistry that fixes things.
Right.
Well, nutrition is good chemistry. And so the opposite side of that, what do you think? Oh, I can use this, I think, because I don't think they exist anymore. What do you think a Twinkie is?
Bad chemistry.
That's right. I mean, it's still chemistry.
Right.
And that's why calories in and calories out just doesn't cut it anymore, and people who understand that at all, then teach this and understand that it's all calories are not equal, for example. All
right.
Chemistry is not equal either. So back to what you were saying here, though, what's amazing is people go to doctors expecting to get that advice. They don't even study it. There's only a handful, and if a doctor is going to get that, then they've gone out there on their own and gotten it.
Right.
And so ask your doctor, how do they feel about nutrition? Because if they don't give it much credit, they're not thinking it through. And that,
or maybe haven't been trained well on it.
That's what I mean.
They're just not thinking it through. This report came from the Harvard Food Law and Policy Clinic. And they say that in that, that now only, and as you said, this is better than it's ever been in the past. But at present, only 14% of doctors feel even qualified to offer some nutritional advice. Only 14%. So that's like barely 1 out of 10 is going to be able to address your diet and some of the things that you need to do from that perspective.
Well, even then, nutrition is an elective that a doctor could choose. 1 to 5% ever choose that as an elective to learn anymore.
Wow.
1 out of 100, up to maybe in a good school, 5 out of 100, choose to even learn more about it. And here's what the studies show, though. This is very important. That the doctors with expertise in nutrition, they're more likely to spot the diet-related issues earlier in a patient's prognosis. But I'm here to tell you also that most dis-ease is in some way nutritionally related. I'm not saying it's always the cause, but I'm saying 99.9% of the time, I don't care what it is, cancer or anything else, there is a nutritional relation.
One of their final conclusions is that poor diet continues to be one of the biggest contributors to not only chronic disease but mortality as well, and is said to kill 1 in 5 Americans every year. So
now let me explain, too, because not everybody understands what mortality is versus morbidity. But it's the biggest contributor to chronic disease, which is morbidity. So it's the biggest. So poor diet is the biggest contributor to morbidity or chronic disease and mortality, which is death.
Right.
Poor diet continues to be one of the biggest contributors to death in the U.S., killing 1 in 5 Americans every year.
Yeah. Well, and one of the ways you can reverse all of that, friends, is by getting on Fruits and Veggies. Call them today and get a health coach and start asking questions. That is the best way to start your journey. And right now, Dr. Howard still has the health challenge in place. You're going to get 35% off. You're going to get free shipping. But this special could go away at any time. 800-246-8751, 1-800-246-8751. And call them today and say, I want to know more about what I need to do to get my diet and intake on the right track. Doc, so much to talk about. We were going to hit on breakfast cereal. We'll have to do that next time, but thanks for being here.
I do just want to say really quick, we hammered medicine pretty hard today. I love medicine. I love doctors. I love treating. I just think the patient needs to take more responsibility. You have to take responsibility for your health. Ask your doctors these questions. The more you do, the more they'll want to learn it. Thanks.
That's awesome. No worries. Great addendum. 800-246-8751. Kevin McCullough coming back. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough, and we are reaching a very important point in the COVID-19 crisis that most people in America don't know anything about. See, the COVID crisis in America has played out along one set of talking points. We must find a cure. We've got to have a vaccine. We need new therapies. We've got to make sure that reopenings begin, which is good. That's what America needs. That's how we will get our life back on track. And it's important for that to happen because of how the COVID crisis has actually interrupted the life of the third world. Well, wait a second, Kevin. What do you mean by that? Well, it's this simple. When the first world, Europe and America and the developed countries on planet Earth, began to experience the COVID crisis, the poverty that was already engulfing third world countries took a deeper and darker hold on all of them. That is nowhere more pronounced than in the Sudan region of Africa. In the northern Sudanese country, those who have been enslaved by northern Sudanese had their conditions become worse. Slave owners couldn't get as much food, so the little bit that they were already feeding to their slaves got taken away. They also got a harsher crackdown on not getting work done and more brutal circumstances like genital mutilation and starvation, sometimes poking out slaves' eyes who choose to disobey sometimes basic and abusive orders. Friends, these things have been occurring and they continue to occur. But Christian Solidarity International, somebody that we have advocated for the last dozen years or so at Kevin McCullough, all things related to this broadcast, Radio Night Live, the Kevin McCullough Show, and all of our podcasts, one of the things we have been advocating for is the liberation of those slaves so that they're not even in the ownership of those slave masters any longer. See, they came to be slaves while the Sudanese civil war was underway. And when government powers brokered the peace and South Sudan was created as the world's youngest nation, it didn't address, none of the global powers addressed the continuing slave scenario there. Friends, we can make a difference as we have in years past by choosing to liberate slave by slave on an individual underground railroad negotiated basis, not trading dollars for lives, but trading something that is of value to the slave master, a vaccine for his cattle called Novidium. It will help his cattle survive through the harsh summer and weather extremes. And in exchange, they'll release a slave. CSI has been involved in this negotiation for dozens of years and have helped free tens of thousands. Over 100,000 slaves have now been freed. The vaccine costs about $50. And then in addition to that, CSI would like to offer every slave that is liberated what's called a bag of hope. It includes a tarp that can be turned into a tent. It includes a year's worth of sorghum seed to grow a coming crop. It includes a year's worth of sorghum grain to be able to feed themselves for the first year when they win their liberty. Friends, you can make a life for a slave know that freedom by just giving that gift of $250. They also get a she-goat to help produce some income for the family and gardening tools to help them on their way. It is a wonderful, wonderful way to help someone who has been ravaged by the COVID-19 crisis. Would you help free a slave right now? 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. We need your help right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
That was Bob Barr was a great attorney too, just a different guy. Bill Barr. And he's getting some pushback on that. He, by the way, he clearly says in that statement that slavery was worse and different. But he's saying, aside from that, this is the worst in American history to have that lockdown. And you know what? He's not the only one that feels that way. Educational experts are feeling this way. I've got something linked up on my Twitter today. I want you to go read. It's Bethany Mandel in today's post. How remote learning has been a disaster and is absolutely terrible for children. You've had literally small business owners across the country be literally shut down and run out of business for artificial reasons. It wasn't because their business didn't serve a purpose and they weren't meeting a demand in their market. It's because they were told they weren't allowed to open. You've got that spans the gamut. You've got stores and retailers and restaurants and entertainment. You've got all sorts of business owners that fall into that category. You had college football players that were so depressed after just 2 weeks of watching the rest, you know, others of their competitors get to play, that they went on the offensive and basically got their conferences reactivated. And this is something that you need to understand, friends. Bill Barr is only speaking the truth, but he's not speaking any type of thing that could be considered a final outcome. Because in case after case, whether it be the threat of a lawsuit or massive organization coming together, etc., not Black Lives Matter, not burning stuff down, but speaking up and saying we have the right to do this, you're starting to see capitulation from these Democrat governors and mayors that are trying all they can to keep people locked down. Friends, they're not going to be successful. America has too much life to live to sequester ourselves off into a black hole for the rest of our lives. We're not going to do it. So those of you that say we're going to, get ready to get rolled. I'm Kevin McCullough.